Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
You know, with David Griffin bashing LeBron, of course Rob Parker's on today, because I know, I didn't see you, but I assume you got to talk about LeBron and you got to rip LeBron James.
That was, today was what we call in the business gratis. I didn't even have to get paid for the day. That was one of those days. Like, you know what?
That was the real thought that came to mind. Like,
this is on the house.
Of course Rob Parker's on.
This is on the house today. This is just too easy. It's not like I'm working at it. No. It was all good. We had a good show. So it was, got a chance to talk about that and got a chance to also talk about Ezekiel Elliott. But yeah, we got so much to do, Chris. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew on this Friday evening. Wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Rob G, of course, is our producer. Alex is our engineer. And Don is training as an engineer as well. Steve DeSager is our sports anchor. He'll keep us updated throughout the program. Our interns, Manny, and my personal intern, Kahari. So we are in full effect on this Friday. Everybody's on the other side of the glass. Chris Broussard, let's kick some ass.
Let's do that. All right, Rob Parker. I have got some great news for Lakers fans. With all that has happened this summer, some of it really good for the Lakers, getting Anthony Davis. They filled it out with a talented supporting cast. On paper, the Lakers look good. But their leader, their superstar, their boss, the latest, greatest Laker, is upset. everybody's got something to say, it seems, about LeBron James. Whether it's his movie ambitions, whether it's his business aspirations, whether it is his parenting style, or whether it is his desire to win, is he still an animal? David Griffin, his ex-general manager with the Cleveland Cavaliers, who worked with LeBron and got delivered that 2016 championship with Cleveland, the latest to talk about LeBron James. And LeBron James responds, as he typically does, with a cryptic tweet. Here's what he said yesterday. All right, enough is enough. The throne has been played with too much. He should add an extra O on that too, but still. And
well, what do you want? Come
play.
On, look at that. You're a writer. You went to college. Don't expect him to have the extra O.
No, LeBron's smart. He was a 3.3 student at least.
Okay, I'm just saying don't expect the extra O. Most people leave it out.
All right, the throne has been played with too much, and I ain't for horseplay. Ether coming soon, and Rob Parker, he followed it up with nine fire emojis. Oh, it's on. It is so on. Lakers fans, buckle up. LeBron James is about to have a throwback season. Yay. And with Anthony Davis alongside him, watch out. People like Rob Parker are going to be silenced. Expect a heck of a season from LeBron James. That's what I got to say, Rob Parker.
Are you done?
This is all going to work out for good for Lakers fans and for LeBron. I don't know that he needed motivation, but now he's got it. If chasing Michael Jordan, if, you know, winning after seeing Kawhi do what he did last year, if getting one more ring than Steph Curry, if becoming the latest great Laker to lead the Lakers to a championship, if none of that was motivation enough, then the shots being sent his way will do it. And I, for one, as a basketball fan, am excited to see LeBron turn back the clock. Yes, I'm done.
I'm glad you are, because Father Time is undefeated, and LeBron can talk.
That's all you got?
No, I got more
cliches
than that. LeBron is, that's all hollow nonsense talk, that all of a sudden LeBron is going to turn the clock back. He's mad now because people are talking about him. He's mad. He's going to play hard this year. I remember this past year, Chris Broussard, when the Lakers had a chance to make the playoffs, and LeBron stuck out his chest and talked about playoff mode activated. Do you remember that? Playoff mode activated. Just watch and see. They went on to go 2-5 and lost to some of the worst teams in the league. LeBron James can stop with all the sticking out his chest and making proclamations. Go and play some defense. Go play and do it on the court rather than telling people you're going to come back and do this or do that and don't play. Don't play with the throne. Really? This is America. The only king we recognize is Burger King. No, there are no kings in this land. What throne? This guy's a nerd.
That was a nice line to you throughout Burger King.
Well, I'm just saying.
You had to cover. I don't know what else you could have came with, but it's something better than Burger King.
That's the only king we recognize. But my point, though, is none of that matters to me to hear LeBron talk about it or people try to just wait and see. Everybody dissing. What was Kyle Kuzma? Everybody out here slandering LeBron. He going to be motivated. He's supposed to be the greatest player or one of the greatest players. What motivation? I need motivation from other people. But did Kyle Kuzma was the same guy who went and pushed LeBron for him to pick up his man defensively, you remember that? Was that the motivation he needs for Kyle Kuzma to push LeBron and go, defend your man, what are you doing? Put your hands up, do something. So I've heard this before Father Time is undefeated. As much as people want to believe that LeBron in year 17 is going to turn back the clock like he's playing in year 10, it's all Boulder Dash, poppycock. I'm not buying it. I'll believe it when I see it. Chris, I'm not saying he's not going to have a good season, but this whole notion that he's going to be the MVP and turn everything around and he has something to play for now, I'm just not buying it. He won't even be a part of the best team in the city, because that'll be the Clippers.
You act like he fell off big time last year.
They just didn't have the impact. The numbers didn't have the impact.
No, let me remind you and all the listeners out there who are siding with you, if there are any.
What do you mean? There's plenty.
16th season, 27 points, 8 Hollow. Assists.
Hollow.
8 rebounds.
Hollow.
51% shooting from the floor.
Hollow.
And the young, never been to the playoffs, Los Angeles Lakers are the fourth seed on Christmas Day. The fourth seed in the mighty, mighty West. And I'm telling you, I get it. They didn't make the playoffs. But 27-8-8 is never hollow. It's impossible. That's like saying you hit 45 home runs
and your team finished in last place. It happens.
20 and it was hollow. No, the team might not have had success, but those numbers were legitimate. You could average a hollow 21 points and 5 rebounds and 3 assists on 46% shooting. 27-8-8 in the NBA is never hollow, because those numbers are incredible. Incredible.
Only problem was that they didn't matter enough, because they couldn't beat the Hawks. They couldn't beat the Grizzlies. They couldn't beat what was the other bad team they lost to? The Pelicans. Without Anthony Davis, I could go on and on and on.
They got Anthony Davis.
And they couldn't win those games, Chris. And look, that's when LeBron stuck his chest out and talked about the playoff mode, that all of a sudden he was activated, ready to go, and it didn't materialize. Those are facts.
Some of it was on LeBron. Number one, I do think the injury was somewhat of a factor, but more so, and this is on LeBron. All the Anthony Davis trade talking, you've heard Rajon Rondo talk about it, other players, it sapped the locker room of its energy. Now, you can talk, Magic Johnson said it, all the players need to be more professional. I even said it.
I was going to say, you said it. NBA. I'm glad you said it, because you said it.
It's part of the NBA, all that, but still, they're human beings and they're young. Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, they never had been in that situation. Every day of their basketball lives, they have been stars. They have been desired. Even when they got to the Lakers and didn't quite live up to the hype yet, they still were viewed as having great potential and so on and so forth. So it shook them, especially a guy that they had looked up to, particularly Lonzo. So LeBron messed that up. And he and others underestimated the impact that would have in the locker room. So that was a part of the problem. But I'm telling you, Rob Parker, as Terrell Owens once said, get your popcorn ready.
Oh, yeah, you would have once said he was going to be the MVP last year, didn't you?
Yeah, and I think he would have had a good chance had he not gotten injured.
He was not going to be the MVP.
Hold on,
Giannis
they were the fourth
was.
Seed. You
no,
keep
he was never going to be.
They were the fourth
he was not,
seed.
He was not going to be the MVP, Chris.
Why
he was not.
If they had been Giannis, the third seed
Harden,
in the West.
He wouldn't
stop
have been
it.
The MVP.
Stop
Giannis would have.
Stop it. He had a shot. He had a shot.
You had that they were going to the Western Conference Finals, and B, he was going to be an MVP. And all I'm just
and you
saying.
You know what I didn't have? That he was going to get injured with the worst injury of his career.
But
so
he
don't
did,
act like that's a non-factor,
but did he play,
Rob
though?
Parker.
I'm just saying, he did
yeah,
play.
Yeah, but you can play and you can be banged up.
You can't be banged up after the fact.
Did Todd Gurley play in the playoffs? Did Todd Gurley play in the Super Bowl? Yeah, but he wasn't the same.
Yeah, but you can't after the fact. I'm just saying that even before that, there was. You just got to admit, it wasn't a year that people thought. There was a lot of stretches where LeBron didn't play defense. Am I right or wrong?
Question.
Okay.
No question.
All right.
And he's not going to be the defender he was in Miami. But I think he'll be a better defender than he was last year.
All right.
And he's got a little bit of help. Danny Green can defend. Obviously, Anthony Davis can defend. I'm just saying, Rob, everybody taking shots. It's going to be an interesting year. And I think Lakers fans, as I just said, should get the popcorn so what, out.
I just want this on the record. Can we mark this down, Rob G? So LeBron is going to be what, Chris Broussard?
You're not pinning me
yeah,
against
I
the
am.
Corner.
I want to pin you into a corner.
It is August what, 1st?
So second? What? You're telling it? Me he's going to be...
August 2nd.
August 2nd.
I am not making a prediction right now. You heard me. I just spouted for 10 minutes what I expect LeBron James to do. Nuff said. Nuff said. I'll make my predictions when it's time. All right? What are you saying? You want to put something on the record?
No, I'm. You're the one that, talking about he's going to be rejuvenated. He's going to be this great. So I'm just saying.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carmelo Anthony, who was on ESPN's First Take with our good friend Stephen A. Smith, and he spoke, you know, we talked this week, you and I, about how the guys speaking for Melo or about Melo aren't doing him any favors. His former teammate Chauncey Billups had said when they played together in defense and had good success in Denver, had success making the Western Conference Finals, that Melo was a little too concerned about getting 30 points. 30 points in a loss didn't bother him. 20 points in a win bothered him. And then his trainer, Chris Brickley, I believe was his name, he came out and said Melo wanted a Dwayne Wade-style farewell tour. So Melo went on First Take today with Stephen A. to clarify some of this stuff surrounding him. And here's some of what he said.
You mean to tell me it's 30 teams in NBA? I can't make a 15-man roster out of 30 teams in NBA? That's why I start to like think about this a lot more. 30 teams, I can't make a 15-man roster. We talking, it's dialogue with certain teams. I don't want to get into specifics, but there's conversations. But I think for me now, it was just a matter of me letting everybody know where I'm at, right? Mm-hmm. Physically, mentally, emotionally, like this is where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I want to play basketball. I still love the game of basketball. I don't play this game for a farewell tour. I'm ready to get back on the team.
I feel bad for him. I really do. Listen to what he just said, Chris. There's 30 teams, 15 spots, and I can't make a team. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, you're not really there's 15 spots, but Melo's not one of the bottom 8 slots. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's making a team is what I'm trying to say. He's saying, like, I can't be on a team. Like, you know, it's not like there are spots that he won't be on. And I'm talking
Carmelo Anthony, as we said yesterday and this week, he is still good enough as an individual player to not only be on a freaking team, to be in the rotation of any team in the league. He's good enough. He's good enough to be in the 8-man rotation of every single team in the NBA. Some of the teams, several teams, he could start. And he could get you 15 points a night, I believe, at least. So the question is not about is Carmelo Anthony good enough, but it's the fit. That's what it is. It's the fact that
that's my point. That's exactly my point.
That's what and I agree with you, Rob.
It's exactly
Melo. Look, let me say this. Melo handled himself well on TV today. He spoke well. He articulated himself well. He was clear. Like he was great. And he did not look pitiful. But this is a pitiful situation.
Right.
I like you feel bad for him.
I feel bad because he really I mean, for him to even just have to put that out there like that, hey, there are 30 teams and 50 slots I can't make. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's
Rob,
really.
It was sad.
That was sad to me.
It was beneath a guy that I think is a first ballot Hall of Famer. I think you think is a Hall of Famer, whether first ballot or not.
Right.
And it was sad, man. I mean, it was like seeing, I mean, he was humbled. You know, I mean, he had always been this great, cocky, you know, basketball superstar. You know, when the first time in Oklahoma City, when they said, you know, the notion of a writer brought up, would you be willing to come off the bench?
Do you remember that?
Right. He looked at Paul George. P, they want me to come off the bench. Like, it was a joke.
Yep.
And now to see him go on national TV and essentially, I hate to say it because I like Melo, beg.
That's what this was. This was begging
that's what
to
it,
get back
that's
in
what
the
it
league.
Felt like, and that's what I'm saying is I felt bad for him that it had gotten to that point, and I get why he did it when he did it, because he had been taking a task and beat up so much over the trainer going on the Breakfast Club, and do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
he had taken such a
tour,
right. So he had taken so he had to put that out there because I think he felt like if that's what's out there, there's no way anybody's calling me if they think I'm coming. Do you know what I mean? Just right. to get a farewell tour. So I need to make sure I nip that in the bud if I have any shot. I think that's why he decided to do what he did last today.
And here's the thing, and we both said it's just a pitiful situation. He talked about they've had dialogue with teams, and he admitted he and his camp, probably his agent Leon Rose, have reached out to the Lakers and the Clippers. Not that the Lakers and the Clippers reached out to him.
Right.
They reached out to the Lakers and the Clippers. I'm telling you, Rob, if one of those two teams signs him, it's going to look like a pity party.
Right.
Whether it is or not, I mean, because here's the deal. And Melo also said that he did say if he never plays another NBA game, he'll be at peace. He said right now he feels like he's in limbo because he's not retired, but he's also, you know, not obviously in the NBA. Here's the deal, Melo. You're done. Not because you're not good enough. You had all last year for an NBA team to pick you up. Nobody did. You had all free agency to this point. Nobody's shown any interest. He's not in limbo. Nobody wants him. I talked to an executive today, a GM, and he said beyond what the questions about whether or not Melo will accept the role, Rob.
Which is a big question because nobody wants to bring a guy in who says one thing and then when he gets there expects something else.
Right, right. And beyond that, though, this GM said Melo's game is dated. The NBA has changed. They've moved away from Melo's game. He said, watching Melo, like when you see all these Instagram posts about Melo and he's sinking jump shots and he's killing players he's playing with in rec ball.
Right.
He said, watching those tape videos is like watching it, listening to an 8-track tape.
Wow.
Like, and it's true. And Melo is great, but he gets the ball, he holds it. He makes his move. He looks what he wants to do. He dribbles a little bit, couple hand fakes maybe, turnaround jumper, mid-range stuff. Teams aren't trying to do that anymore right now. You know, it's all three-pointers, quick ball movement, you know, pace and space, move player and ball movement. That's part of it as well. And I said, Rob, almost a year ago to the day, July 20th, 2018, on the Herd, I begged Melo to retire because I like Melo. I think he's been a great player, and I think what we saw today is beneath him, and I don't think he deserves to go through this. But I begged him. I implored him on the Herd almost a year ago today. Here it is.
I've been a fan since you were lighting it up with your feathery jump shot at Oak Hill Academy, Syracuse, and even in Denver. When people said you're not a winner, I said he led Syracuse to the national championship. I said as a rookie, he led a 17-win team to the playoffs in the Western Conference. I said when he finally got a leader as a teammate, Chauncey Billups, he pushed Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol and Andrew Bynum in the Western Conference Finals. So I got your best interest at heart, Melo. And I'm telling you, you've got an option. You can go out one of two ways. You can go out like Ray Allen, Gary Payton, Bill Walton, Bob McAdoo, heck, even Vince Carter. You can go out gracefully like those guys and Paul Pierce, where you accept your role. You understand you're not what you used to be. And you go to a team and whether you start or come off the bench, you play a role and you help them become maybe a champion if we're talking about the Houston Rockets. Or you can go out like Allen Iverson. That's no slight on AI. He's an icon. He's a Hall of Famer. He's all that. But he never could accept that his time had passed, that he was no longer the number one guy, the superstar, and he was cut after three games by the Memphis Grizzlies. Not befitting of an NBA superstar like Allen Iverson. I don't want you to go out like that, Melo. Go out on top. Go out as a great sixth man. Go out as a guy that gives me 14 points off the bench and helps a team reach great heights. That's the choice before you, Melo. I hope you do the right thing.
Now, you probably wonder, why was your voice so soft?
Yeah, I was going to say, Chris, what was that?
Hold on. I did it over soft music. It was great. It was a letter I wrote to Melo. I didn't write it. I actually did that off the top of my head.
Did you really?
Yeah, we did it as a letter to Melo, and they played soft music behind it. I thought the music was going to be with it in the clip, but I should have mentioned that to Rob G because we could have put some soft music
behind it. Yeah,
because
that was a little, I was wondering, I was like, why are you talking like that?
Right.
I thought you were covering a golf match or something. I thought that's a golf tournament. Is that what that was?
It worked with the music, though. But the point, you see, Rob, was I not right on the money?
Yeah, that was that was 2 years ago?
That was a year ago. And he's going out like Allen Iverson, and now he wants to, it appears he's trying to back, you know, to swing it toward the other option of, okay, I'll do the Ray Allen. I'll do the Paul Pierce. You know, I'll come off the bench. I'll be a leader in the locker room. I'll be fine with 15, 18 minutes a night. It's too late, though.
Right?
I think. It's too late, right? They know that's not in your heart.
And here's the other thing, Chris. Seriously, if they really thought he could add to a team, they could have easily met with him and asked him those questions, right? Like, he's reaching out to teams. Nobody, if somebody really believed that they could use him or utilize him, they would go to him and say the exact opposite. Say that. All right, let's have a conversation. This is what we want you to do. Come off the bench, play 18 minutes. You'll be our first scoring option. You know what I mean? And this is it. This is the only thing. Are you interested in that? Yes or no? It's easy for a team or GM to ask a guy that. If they really were interested in him. That's why I don't believe they're interested. Nobody's interested in him.
And the thing too, Rob, and you know this, it's harder to work in a star, not that he's still a star, but a star than a role player. So let's just keep it real. Is Carmelo Anthony better than PJ Tucker? Yeah. I mean, is he better than, you know, a Danny Green? Yeah. But they're role players, and they know their role, and they're happy to play that role.
And you won't have any issues with them.
No, it's easy to plug them in.
Yep.
It's not easy to plug in a star or a guy that used to be a star. And so it's unfortunate. It's sad. And I think Melo, he's probably going to have to retire.
What's your gut, Chris?
I just don't see anybody.
What's your gut? Will he play another NBA game?
Well, the GM I spoke to today said, look, best case scenario for Melo may be just wait, keep yourself in shape, wait until, you know, March with the, you know, when teams remember the last gasp and they can add players for the playoff roster, you know, maybe some guys get hurt and maybe somebody will pick you up. But I don't really see it happening. Like I said, if the Lakers wanted him, we know, Rob, how they had a whole roster to fill out, right?
Absolutely. That's the part. They had nothing but spots.
Right.
Because they were now holding on, waiting for Kawhi.
I will say this. Look, if Melo were in Golden State, now I know his style of play is contrary to what they do. He holds the ball, all that. But I do think he could go to Golden State and get buckets in that second unit. I don't know if they want to do it, you know. But
it doesn't seem like that fits what they do. It just doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, he probably is done. I mean, everybody's been able to reach out to him, and they just haven't. So,
all right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, on this Funky Flashback Friday, and it's time for Celebrity Corner.
My God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
All right, we got a big surprise for you today. Our Celebrity Corner guest is a multi-platinum recording artist
Also the assistant coach of the Vegas Rollers professional tennis team. Also the youngest son of music mogul Berry Gordy. You know him from the singing group LMFAO, their 2011 breakthrough hit Party Rock Anthem. It is Red Foo. Red Foo, welcome to the
What's happening?
Yeah, baby. What's going on?
We are good, man. It's great to have you on the show. We really appreciate you joining us. I got to ask you this. Look, obviously we deal with sports, and we talk about how challenging it can be to have a great athlete as your father, a LeBron James, a Michael Jordan, guys like that.
Absolutely.
Well, you had Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown, as your dad. What was that like? Did you feel pressure to be some great musical artist or growing up or anything like that?
You know what? I never felt the pressure to be the musical artist growing up because I was playing sports. So that was my thing. I wanted to play pro NBA. Then it switched to tennis. And I think my dad was encouraging that. He didn't want me really to do music.
And probably because he didn't want to put the pressure on you, you know right. what I mean? Because I could see where some parents are like, hey, you don't have to follow him, you know, in my footsteps. Do your own thing. If you want to be a tennis player or something else, do you think it was because of that?
I think he wanted me, you know, sports. He loved sports. He used to box. He was a professional boxer. And, you know, sports is it builds character, and I think – And you stay out of trouble when you get into sports as a kid. And, you know, the coaches are always great. And so I think he wanted me to go to college to get an education as well, because I think the music business is a little too hit or miss. You know,
right.
it's there's a lot of luck involved with the music business.
So we're going to get to your tennis because obviously that's your big sport. But you mentioned wanting to play in the NBA. Were you a good ball player?
Yeah. I was, you know, I got the most assists. I think I was 13 or 14 in all of Southern California.
Wow.
I used to play in a league, you know. Whatever the league was, it was, you know, I think we went to San Francisco to play an all-star game, and I got most assists that year. So I was like the best in my, little town. I grew up in the Pacific Palisades for my age group.
What happened there? Did there come an age where you realize, okay, I'm not – because obviously at that time you might be thinking, were you thinking, hey, I might have a shot to get to the league or anything, or had you already realized that wasn't in the cards?
No, well, all the coaches were like, man – whatever you're doing, you could do it. You know, a lot of the coaches were telling me. And, you know, I had this thing where my mom, who I was very close with, she didn't know a lot about basketball. And I made the mistake to kind of listen to what her advice was, because she said I was too short to play in the NBA. And
how tall are you?
Well, I'm 6'2", so I'm 1 inch taller than Steph Curry.
Wow. How about
that? So, but at that time, I hadn't hit my growth spurt.
Okay.
So I made the mistake of actually believing her. And I don't hold it against her to this day, but at that time, you know, you always think your parents know everything. And you just, you know, and I kind of looked at the world and I saw younger people that could dunk before me and it just messed me up. And I said, well, let me go to tennis because Michael Chang is like 5'7".
I was going to ask you, where did the tennis thing come from and who did you look at as somebody you wanted to imitate or think that they were great and you wanted to be like them? Who was that?
Well, it was, you know, I saw Michael Chang. He was shorter. Agassi was a little small, I think like 5'10". But I looked up to Stefan Edberg, Pete Sampras. I started playing tennis and then I fell in love with tennis. But I started real late. I started in the ninth grade, you know, really taking tennis seriously. And I was up against a fight because there had been kids playing since 5 years old. You know,
well, you must have been pretty natural though, because you made it to the pros, right?
Well. I know I made it. I play pro tournaments, but I haven't got my pro ATP point. I'm not in the computer.
Okay.
Yet, so I've yet to win a main draw round. But I play opens and play. You know, I think I play on a college to pro level. But you know, it takes just a little more to start winning those main draws because the competition is tough. But check this out. So then I stopped tennis and I went into music, right? And then my dad told me that I didn't have a voice to be a rapper.
Oh, so you want to rap?
Yeah. Well, no, I started rapping. So, like, you know, LMFAO, you know, we got the rap and the flows in there.
Right.
But before that, I was in a hip hop group called Red Foo and Dre Croon. And that's when he had told me, and I said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, who's got the voice to rap? And he's like, Tupac. That's the voice. And I said, you know, you ain't got no, you don't sound like Tupac. You know, and, but I didn't care what he had said at that point, which was tough because he's the founder of Motown, you know, and he knows what he's talking about. But I knew that he didn't know rap, and I already believed my mom. So if that never had happened, I would have maybe believed him, but I just didn't. And I just said, no, I'm going to do – and at this time I was a little older.
Right.
I became stubborn and just said, no, I'm going to
– You're doing it.
If I don't have the voice now, I'm going to get the voice and do something.
Red Foo, the rest is history, of course. We appreciate you joining us, man. Unfortunately, our time is short.
Yes.
But we got to get you back on the show. I'm sure you're a Lakers fan, so we'll get you on during this upcoming season, which LeBron is promising is going to be historic.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I remember back in the days when, you know, Magic used to play. I used to watch every home game. When Magic, James Worthy.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to have another dynasty again.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, baby.
Yep. Have a great weekend. All right, that was Red Foo from LMFAO. You remember their hit song Party Rock Anthem, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they you know, he's dabbled in everything. Tennis.
If we had more time, I was going to ask him about his favorite Motown song. I wonder what it would have been.
You know yours?
Yeah.
What is it?
Bernadette.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.